This is part one of a two-part series. According to the American CIA written report delivered by Colin Powell at the 2003 UN Security Council, the Iraqi government was using a, quote, web of lies, end quote, to hide a dangerous weapons program. This portrayal was factually incorrect and was in fact a mirror of the web of lies other countries, primarily the United States and the United Kingdom, were using to justify their invasion of Iraq. Was the goal of invading Iraq finding and disposing of WMDs and the deposing of Saddam Hussein? Apparently not. Hussein was a cruel and violent dictator who committed atrocities for decades, and he taught his brutal rule to his sons and other leaders in his regime. And Saddam was deposed 3 weeks after, and then captured 9 months after the U.S. invaded Iraq, 6 months after the lack of Iraqi WMDs was definitively concluded. Rather than handing the control of the government over to the existing secular National Democratic Party in 2003, now that a dictator had been removed, the United States then had literally hundreds of thousands of American troops and private contractors in Iraq for the next 7 years, and then, except for 2011 to 2014, tens of thousands of troops and contractors over the 11 years following that. Rafid al-Janabi told the German Secret Service that there were WMDs in Iraq. The Germans likely told the CIA. The CIA typed up a report for Colin Powell, and Powell delivered it. Following the initial U.S. invasion of Iraq in March 2003, it became immediately clear that Rafid had lied, and no WMDs were found. It probably should have been clear earlier. Colin Powell himself, the Secretary of State, said in February 2001 that Saddam Hussein, quote, has not developed any significant capability with respect to weapons of mass destruction. He is unable to project conventional power against his neighbors, end quote. Also, in 2001, 2 years before the U.S. invaded Iraq because of the threat of Saddam's arms stockpiles, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice said of Hussein, quote, we are able to keep his arms from him. His military forces have not been rebuilt, end quote. A year later, without any evidence, her talking points had changed. Condoleezza Rice announced on CNN that, quote, we don't want the smoking gun to be a mushroom cloud, end quote. Further advocating the incorrect and unreasonable party line that things could go very wrong in Iraq if nothing was done. After the invasion and UN weapons inspectors pointed out that no WMDs or weapons production facilities or processing facilities had been found, the United States announced that they, quote, will not permit United Nations weapons inspectors to return to Iraq, end quote, and that U.S. authorities, quote, saw no role in post-war Iraq for the UN weapons inspection teams, end quote, meaning that all inspection conclusions would be drawn by the country most obligated to find WMDs, negating the credibility of any U.S. inspection. Ray McGovern, a former CIA officer, said in an interview that going to war to find weapons of mass destruction was, quote, 95% charade, end quote. Tony Blair announced that British and American weapons hunters had unearthed, quote, massive evidence of a huge system of clandestine laboratories, end quote, in Iraq. No evidence was available, though, and Paul Bremer, head of the occupation forces in Baghdad, said, quote, that is not what David Kaye has said, end quote. David Kaye being the lead weapons inspector for the U.S. Iraq was said to have violated UN Resolution 1441 to allow weapons inspectors into their country. So the United States decided to take military action, which doesn't really click. If anyone had the obligation to take any sort of action, the UN had, since it was their resolution that was violated. as well as the significant fact that 1441 was about getting weapons inspectors into Iraq and included a paragraph explicitly stating that upon a breach of 1441 by Iraq, another resolution concerning sanctions would be necessary, and not force of arms. Governments would have needed a subsequent resolution to decide on any military action. The UK and US admitted in November 2002 that they would need to draft a new resolution to justify any military action, but then invaded Iraq with their militaries without another resolution 4 months later. What about the threat of nuclear weapons? Besides all Iraqi nuclear programs having been completely dismantled 10 years earlier as a result of the Persian Gulf War, and the 6,144 nuclear warheads the U.S. uses as a deterrent for other global nuclear powers, no country or government had any evidence of any nuclear processing facilities in Iraq. No low-enriched uranium, which can be used as fuel for nuclear reactors, or high-enriched uranium, used for developing nuclear weapons, was found in Iraq by any investigative teams. All uranium processing facilities had been destroyed during the First Gulf War, and there was no evidence any of that infrastructure had survived the previous war or been rebuilt, according to investigators. The only non-enriched uranium, unusable for fuel or weapons, was removed from Tuwaitha, a city outside Baghdad. There was a stockpile of unusable, non-enriched uranium that Iraq could not process that was purchased by a uranium company in Canada. Holding up this non-enriched uranium as a pretext for war is similar to seeing a pine tree near a destroyed paper factory on the outskirts of Philadelphia, and consequently carpet-bombing and occupying Philadelphia for 18 years so that the pine tree, regardless of the multiple ways it might be used, could never become paper. To mollify the nervous Nellies who insist that components of nuclear weapons at any stage of the process are too dangerous to allow... Iraq sits next to Iran, who the U.S. did not invade, despite Iran having their own uranium, plenty of uranium processing facilities and weapons plants, a very advanced nuclear program relative to the rest of the Middle East then, and relative to most countries now, and has cause for anger against the United States, not the least of all because from 1980 to 1988, the U.S. supported Saddam Hussein with money and weapons to be used against Iran. Hussein was not a friend, but was a strategic U.S. ally that the U.S. financially and materially supported against Iran for 8 years. With regard to a secret nuclear program that there was no evidence for at all, Imad Kaduri, a nuclear scientist with the Iraqi Atomic Energy Commission for 30 years, makes the case that after the entire Iraqi nuclear program was destroyed and then completely dismantled in the late 80s and early 90s, and subsequent investigations by multiple countries and the International Atomic Energy Agency were complied with, and no evidence of a nuclear program was found during any inspection by third parties, the economy of Iraq collapsed, and even prominent nuclear scientists were given a pension of $2 a day to support themselves and their families. According to Kaduri in 2002, with 30 years of experience, considering that Iraq had no money, no workers, no scientists, no updated scientific information or infrastructure, and no available financial or material resources, quote, "I find present allegations about Iraq's nuclear capability as continuously advanced by the Americans and the British to be ridiculous," end quote. Imad was proven correct the following year, as the U.S. invaded Iraq and UN and U.S. investigators scoured the country for evidence of a nuclear program without finding anything. The lead investigator, David Kaye, was the same lead U.S. investigator who had overseen the dismantling of Iraqi weapons and facilities 15 years earlier, and resigned 10 months into the second invasion. Talking about his fruitless search for WMDs, Kay said, quote, "I don't think they existed. I don't think there was a large-scale production program in the 90s. I think the best evidence is that they did not resume large-scale production, and that's what we're really talking about." End quote. The head UN nuclear oversight official, Mohamed El Baradei, when asked about these conclusions, said, quote, "I am not surprised about this. We said already before the war that there was no evidence of this. So this is really not a surprise." End quote.